Hey guys, welcome to my daily update video. Today is Friday, the something of February, and it is a cold day here in New England, though it's warm in my office. So I hope you're warm and safe wherever you're at. Hey, in a few moments, I want to share a few thoughts with you, and I'm going to try to talk about this for a few days, about building relationship with God, about actually, you know, we talk so glibly at times about I've got to have a relationship with Jesus and things like that. And I find a lot of people actually really struggle with that, struggle to maintain a relationship or to get traction and grow in their relationship with God. So I want to share a few thoughts with you that really help you at those levels in a couple of moments. Let me do a few quick housekeeping things. Firstly, if you're on our YouTube channel, consider hitting the subscribe button down there. You can subscribe to our audio podcast and our email newsletter. If you go to ggm.org, three letters, Graham Jones Ministries, ggm.org, you'll find all of those good things there. And thanks to all of our partners as well, those who pray and those who support us financially in our missions work and the different things we do. So we really love and appreciate you guys. If you're not yet a partner, why not consider becoming one? I think all of us should have a local church we commit to where we sow financially. All of us should be involved in helping the poor. But I think all of us as well should, in a way, be partnering with people on the mission field, people who go, people who are proclaiming the gospel, who, you know, all of us should go at some level, but all of us should send as well. So if you're not yet a partner, I really encourage you to consider those things. Lastly, let me mention, I have a new group as part of my ministry school that's starting tomorrow at the time of recording. So every month I'll be having a Zoom call with a group of people at 8 a.m. Eastern, that's New York time for my European friends. So we'll be just having a talk where we talk about ministry, talk about the skills, talk about developing our character, talk about how we can grow and step into the calling and how we can live out the calling that God has for us. It can be a really great thing. There is a small cost for that. There's a $5 introductory fee. But again, if the finance thing is a problem with anybody with that, drop me a line and we'd never want finance to be a reason not to do something. So check that out on my website, ggm.org or ministryschool.net. Boom. And real quick, this Sunday, I'm going to be ministering in Sturbridge Mass in the morning. So that's February the 5th, I believe. Sunday morning, 10 a.m. SWC. I'll be speaking about the gifts of the Spirit, about being led by the Spirit, how to avoid some pitfalls, and how to really be a prophetic person led, how to allow God to lead and guide you as you walk through life. Sunday afternoon, I'm going to be in Western Massachusetts, in the town of Otis in the Berkshires, and I'm going to be leading worship there and just speaking. I'm not even sure what the Lord's going to have me speak on, but it's going to be good. So if you're in that area, Western Massachusetts, Vermont, Northern Connecticut, you'd be very, very welcome to join us in the Farmington Diner in Otis at 4 p.m. on Sunday. Next week, I'm going to be in Florida for a few days, down in Bradenton, Sarasota, and Miami. Miami Vice. So looking forward to that. Let's talk about this. So again, I feel we rightly talk a lot about, you know, do you have a relationship with Jesus and give your life to Jesus? And it's not enough to have theology in your head. You need a real vibrant relationship with Jesus. I think the church, kind of church I'm part of, Spirit-filled, evangelical-ish church, we major a lot in those kind of things. And so we should, that's right, and I believe every part of that. And yet, you know, it's interesting, I've had this experience in the last few weeks of talking to several people who've been struggling with their faith, having doubts, which is okay. I think everybody has doubts at times. You know, the problem is when you're dealing with somebody with doubts, that the answer to a doubt isn't an argument. The answer to a doubt is a relationship. You see, if I had doubts about you as a person, what I need to, in a way, is find the answer to that, not reading a book about you, but in relationship with you. And I've discovered, just thinking about this, that I feel there are a lot of Christians who really struggle to frankly have a relationship with Jesus. It's like they know they're born again. Maybe they speak in tongues or have some spiritual experiences they can refer to. But they really feel, I think a lot of people, if they're really honest, would feel they live a long distance relationship with Jesus, and they don't have that intimacy, that quiet time. I think as well, sometimes as charismatics, what we do is we tell people, well, you gotta read this and confess this and speak in tongues, stand on one leg, do the okie-cokie, turn around, and kind of all of these things. And I'll often see people, and it's like they'll take, Graham, I've tried that, I can't do this anymore. And I'm like spinning 50 plates. And it's just really important that we build a relationship with Jesus that's real, that is not, it's actually not even so much based on our theology, but it's based on vacuum, you say in French. It's based on vital, real, lived relationship with him. And I think what often happens is sometimes when the storms of life come and hit us, when sickness or something go through, it's often only at that point that some people actually discover, wow, I actually don't really have a relationship with Jesus. I mean, I think I do. I do in some vague sense, but it's not, he's not actually an embedded part of my life. So what I want to try to do in the next few days is give you a few quick keys that will help you on that journey of building that ongoing relationship with the Lord. So a few quick keys, let me give you about three today. Key number one, you've already got that relationship. Now I want you to think about this. God doesn't ask you to build a relationship with him. God invites you into a pre-made relationship with him. So when God gives you a relationship with him, it's not like IKEA furniture. He doesn't give you a bunch of panels and bolts and nuts and bolts and strange looking things and a little Allen key that seems useless and then a bunch of instructions designed by a chimpanzee. What he actually does, a better analogy, God's not saying work on a relationship with me. What he actually says is he invites you into a pre-existing relationship with me. You know, my relationship with the Father is actually Jesus's relationship with the Father. A better analogy rather than the IKEA furniture thing would be to think of it this way. Imagine, you know, when a little baby is born, ideally, in God's plan anyway, there's a man and a woman. That's the only kind of marriage God does. It's the only marriage that is marriage. But man and woman love each other. They're in lifelong, absolute commitment. They built a home. They share a life. They share love. They share food. They share everything. And out of that intimacy and love, you know, that little baby comes. That baby steps into that pre-existing relationship of love. And in a way, when other children come along, the children, let's say, baby number three steps into that relationship between mum and dad and the siblings, and do they have to learn? Do they have to discover? Do they have to figure out some things? Yeah, absolutely. But that relationship's already there. And you have been invited into, you have been placed in the middle of Jesus's relationship with the Father. And I really want you to catch this. Maybe this is the only key I'm gonna give you today, because it's actually the most important key of all. You have already a pre-existing, glorious relationship with the Lord. You say, Graham, I don't feel it. I know you don't. Well, keep watching. You know, we'll help you unpack that relationship and develop that relationship. But you already have that relationship. Hallelujah. That is so great. I've been accepted in the Beloved. Imagine for all eternity. Again, time is something God made, so it's not like eternity, like, goes back 200 bazillion years, forever in a pre-existing foreverness that we can't understand with our peanut brains. Father, Son, and Spirit have loved each other, showering the full blast of their love on each other. You know, sometimes we tend to think of the Trinity like some Russian doll thing, like there's the Father and then the Son and then a little bird, the Holy Spirit. And it's interesting, the Eastern Orthodox people have much more of a sense of like three people. Imagine three people in a triangle looking at each other. Father, Son, Spirit. And they're all, in a sense, they're all equal. And they're all gazing. They're all submitted one to another. They're just loving. It's called the Beloved. Wow. We've been accepted in the Beloved. You've been placed right in the middle of the Trinity. I am not the fourth member of the Trinity. Don't write me letters. I never said that. But in a very real sense, that's the relationship we have with God. Hallelujah. I have a relationship with God. God utterly loves me. You know, here's something that would help you, and I'll try and draw this to a close. If you actually began taking those truths and believing them for a few days and saying to yourself, I have an amazing relationship with God. I have the same relationship with God that Jesus does. Yeah, now he's more developed in it, but that's the relationship he gave us as a gift. When he gave us that gift of life, it wasn't like go and work this out on your own. He's adopted us in his family. He says, as the Father loves me, so I love you. What's my role, Jesus? Continue in my love. Yeah, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we would be called the children of God. Does not yet appear what we fully shall be, but right, even right now are we the sons of God. And if sons, then heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. 1 John 3:2-5. You were pressed, no. So it's glorious. I think we should, by faith, begin saying, I have this amazing relationship with God. Not going to get it. I've already got it. You know, what you can begin to do by faith, and this may in a sense kind of mess with some of your heads, but by faith, you can begin declaring, I love God like Jesus loves God. I love the Father like Jesus loves the Father. You say, Graham, that's pride. No, it's not, because it's Jesus' love for the Father in me. That's my love for the Father. I love the Father like Jesus does. I reciprocate his love. I'm dead. It's no longer I live. Christ who lives within me. So you have been given a relationship with God that has existed for all eternity. It's yours by inheritance. You got it. Your inheritance is not to get a car or a church or a Rolex watch from silly, worthless trinkets in a way. Your inheritance is a relationship with the Father, and you've already got it. You've already got that relationship. Your job, your task, your mission is to discover it, is to learn like a baby growing up, not to work for it. The baby doesn't say, when I've figured all these things out, I will be a member of this family. As that baby grows, it becomes more a functional member of the family. It learns how things work a little bit. It takes some responsibilities in the household tasks and, you know, duties and chores and things like that, but it doesn't. It's loved even before it's born, and you are loved by God. You have a relationship with God. Rest in that fact, and it will begin to work for you. Don't work at it. Don't work for it. Work it out. It's already there, so work it out. Hey, I'm going to try and come back tomorrow with some more keys on that, because I have about 10 of these that will really, really help you guys. Again, quick reminders, when I hit that subscribe button, share this video, give it a thumbs up, and check out a bunch of the links. And really encourage you to join our mentoring class tomorrow, February the 5th, 8 a.m. Email me for details. Boom. Love you guys. Have a great Friday. Stay warm if you are in New England. And bye for now.